I am Brenda McBride. I am the brand marketing manager for HumanWare. I oversee development with the Classmate Reader as well. And it's always a pleasure and honor to work with one of our partners, Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. And today, Stephanie Turner has joined us and is going to be providing some great information and just get you up to speed so that we are looking at the new school year and what we can do to help and support you so that you can have a great year with your students. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Stephanie, for joining us and creating this presentation. I know we've got some wonderful things to cover, and I'm going to pass it over to you. And if you want to, I know maybe you can tell them a little bit more about what you're doing, and we're going to jump into our next slide.
Thank you, Brenda, and hopefully everyone can hear me well. And again, as Brenda indicated, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We do have some exciting news that we'd like to share with you, and we'll dive right into the presentation. Okay, so just a little overview about RFB&D for anyone who is unfamiliar with our organization. We've been in business for just over 60 years and worked with the leading publishers and over 60,000 titles, and we offer textbooks, literature, supplements, materials to help students prepare for tests. We also offer special interest books so our members could read at their leisure. Our books are available in downloadable format as well as CD. We record in DAISY format that allows for easy navigation or bookmarking of pages and chapters and provides opportunity for students to learn along with their peers. Thanks to a grant from the Department of Ed Special Education Program, we are now able to offer free individual membership with the proper certification, so we urge and encourage parents, students, and educators to take advantage of this offer and sign up for free individual membership. Okay. As mentioned in the previous slide, we do record in DAISY format. And for those of you who are new, DAISY is described as the Digital Accessible Information System. And a DAISY book can simply be explained as a set of digital files that includes digital audio files containing human narration of part or all of the source text. It's a marked up file that contains some of the text. Strictly speaking, this is marked up text, is optional, and the file is synchronized related to the markings in the books for the time and points in the audio file. The navigation control enables users to move smoothly between files, pages, and chapters. So today's topics, we're going to talk about the Parent Community Resource, the Training and Support Center, the Intel Reader that currently plays RFB&D content, free DAISY software for PC and Mac coming soon from RFB&D, and the HumanWare Stream CD edition. Okay, so the Parent Community Resource, who is Steph? Well, you're speaking with her. And I am a mom. I am an RFB&D employee who's available to help parents navigate technology trends and other points of interest within some of the communities we serve. We've set up a separate email because we really want to engage in the parent community and find out what they think about accessible technologies, what some of the issues and concerns are. So please feel free to email me at steph@rfbd.org. And we are trying to be very interactive along with various social networking sites as well. On Facebook and Twitter, we'll be signing up for discussion panels to, again, engage input and feedback on the latest and greatest technology trends, some of the problems that might be out there in the marketplace, any questions that you have from parents. We've identified that this is a great way to engage and get information and to disperse information on news from RFB&D. From here, Brenda, if we can go out to the RFB&D site.
We can.
Scroll down just a little bit and click on the backpack link.
So this particular link is dedicated to parents and is really great for going back to school and looking at how we can be successful. So there's a backpack on the very first page.
Correct. Okay. So we've deemed this page the Parent Center. And if you scroll down just a little bit, what we thought would help best would be an aggregate model to pull all the content into one place, one centralized place that parents can come and visit and look for information. So on this page, we have some hot links for back to school, some tips for parents who have blind or visually impaired students or learning disabled students. We also put some hot tips up for members based on key questions that are coming into us either through our email box of customer service or phone calls coming in regarding audiobook differences. If we can scroll up just a tiny bit. And over to the right, we have, you know, some of the top textbooks and our textbook showcase, and they can click there and it would go right into our audiobook catalog. So again, this is more of an aggregate model for parents to come to, and we'd like your feedback, you know, on all the things that we're doing here at RFB&D. We enlisted some parents to discuss with us, you know, how they'd like to get information, and this is something that came out of it. So again, please feel free to give us your feedback on here. And again, you can always email me at steph@rfbnd.org, or rfbd.org, excuse me. And now over on the left, the next thing we want to talk about is our new training and support center. So if we can click on that link.
So is it right on the left-hand side?
Right below where it says looking for more, down just a little bit.
Right here?
Right there. Yeah.
Okay, so it's the very last link on the left-hand side.
Right. You can easily get to this page also by typing in www.rfbd.org/help. So again, following that same aggregate model, we've developed a full training and support center that address how to get started with RFB&D membership. It answers questions. We have some FAQs on how to download books. Again, the differences between our audiobooks formats, whether it's DAISY or WMA, Windows Media Audio. We have player support, and those links would link out to the individual players as well as the support documents for the players. So again, an aggregate model of all the information in a centralized place. This is a great resource here that we just launched and we're just starting to promote. And again, we definitely want your feedback and input on this. If you scroll to the bottom of that page, there is an option there that says send us your feedback. If you're looking for something and you don't find it on that page, please let us know. If the page is not clear or you think it can use some improvements or some enhancements, we urge everyone to use that link and send their feedback. And if you scroll up just a little bit. We also have training tools, free teacher resources and videos about how to implement the RFB&D program in the classroom. So over on the left-hand side, under teachers, you can watch videos on how to implement RFB&D services, how to use the playback devices. All of these resources are here for our members. And again, you can access this page by going to www.rfbd.org/help. So again, this is brand new. We just launched it within the last couple of weeks, and so far we've gotten a great response. But again, your feedback is critical and crucial because we are designing and developing these resources for our members and potential members. Okay. We can jump back to the presentation.
So, and if you notice, there's the website here that Stephanie referenced regarding the rfbnd.org/help. And it sounds like you got some really great videos on there to really walk people through what they need to know about the site and how to access the services.
Correct. Okay, and we've also talked briefly about the Intel Reader. So RFP&D developed a partnership with Intel Healthcare, and we, in support of the Intel Reader, the recent version of the software upgrade will now play RFP&D's entire collection of DAISY downloadable materials. So although we do not distribute the product, we'll go through how to log on and download a UAK, a user authorization key for the product. There is a separate site on the RFP&D site. Brenda, if we can go to that link.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Let me just get out of here. There we go.
If you put in / Intel Reader. Yep. Okay, so there is a dedicated page for the Intel Reader where you can learn more about it. You can see the device, you know, how it operates here. You can also access our free individual membership. There is a link here. You can go right out to the Intel support site. Again, this flyer is not distributed by RFP&D. It is distributed through Humanware. But if you have this flyer, you can get your free user authorization key and play your RFP&D downloadable DAISY content on this device. So, and again, that page is just rfpd.org/IntelReader.
Great. And on the screen, you aren't going to see the text on the screen, but you will hear the human voice recorded material. So it's great to have that resource available for people that have the Intel. Okay, and the where you can go to find this on Humanware is actually humanware.com /the Intel Reader. So, back to the PowerPoint?
Yes. Okay. And last, this is probably the most exciting news. I know I've received a lot of emails about this. We've been talking about it as early as several months ago at some of these summer conferences. So RFP&D has partnered with GH LLC, and GH has agreed to license software that will play RFP&D DAISY content on both a Mac platform and a Windows platform. Again, this new technology will play the entire collection of DAISY downloadable materials and CDs, and it will also support our developing generation of content containing digital text and audio, where you will be able to see the text on the screen that's still under development. So as of right now, the latest update is that we are in the final phase of our user acceptance testing, and we're hoping to have this delivered very, very soon to RFP&D members. One of the key benefits along with RFP&D individual membership is that the ReadHear software for PC and Mac will be available for free for individual members. So if you go to the RFP&D homepage and you sign up for our e-newsletter, there will be announcements coming out in our e-newsletter within the next couple of weeks, and we'll also be gathering information for members and potential members to be kind of the first to know. There'll be a dedicated page on the RFP&D site that you'll be able to sign up for and, you know, get some early news on the delivery of this software. So again, we do realize and recognize that there has been requests for a Mac player, so I am so happy to say that we are right on the cusp of delivering that to our individual members, and it's a really, really exciting time. All of the staff is really excited. We're through most of the testing, and we're anxious to get it out to our members. So thank you, everyone, for your support and patience, and we're right there, ready to deliver this to you shortly.
Great. There's a couple of questions that I think that we should answer right now that I'm looking at. And let me just go down here. One of the questions is, are you recommending the Intel Reader over the Victor Reader Stream? And I can take that, Stephanie. I think that it's important we wanted to let you know that the Intel Reader now plays RFB and D-Books, and the Victor Reader Stream is a wonderful player, and we're going to talk about a little bit more about some of the other versions we have for that, and it's personal preference, so it's not recommending one over the other. Stephanie, do you have any other comments?
No, I agree with the information Brenda has said. We encourage our members to do research on all of the devices that they are considering and find what best suits the needs of the individual member.
Okay, and one of the other questions that we had, and I think that we should go back and address, and we're actually going to do that right now, Teresa, is what about institutional members servicing students who do not choose to have their own individual membership? Let's hop into the website for a moment, and Stephanie, if you can address that particular question, that would be great. I'm going back to the homepage about, actually I'm going into the tab on memberships, and if you can speak to the schools and educators membership, that would be great.
Sure. So just to reiterate, the Department of Education Special Programs Office has provided RFB&D with a grant that will allow us to offer free individual membership. We still offer an institutional membership model. Brenda, do I have control?
Yep, you do. And if you can move your mic once again a little bit higher, that would be great.
Okay. Is that a little better?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. There are still several programs for institutional members, and I know that this model is being looked at and will possibly be revisited maybe within the coming months or next year. I'll direct those inquiries to Mr. James Higgins, who's our Vice President of Programs and Services for Institutional Members. I understand the question. I think there's a real benefit to offering individual membership because by using the individual membership, it also allows them the independence and freedom to be able to read books on their own and at home. We know that there's required reading within the institution. They can enhance their reading skills by reading literature books as well. So it's not that we've disbanded a institutional membership model. It is still available, and there are still three levels, the level one, level two, and level three, depending on the number of students that you serve. I believe it's 350 for level one, 500 for level two. That would serve about 13 to 25 students, and 900 for a level 3 membership that would serve over 25 students. So, again, there is a benefit to the individual membership. I understand the question. I'm just not quite sure how to answer it other than to say that members do have a choice how they're covered.
So, and is there right at the very bottom of the page, I wanted to direct you that you are able to send an email to James Higgins or give them a call to look at the school and institutional membership. So that email address is at the very bottom of the page as well, under jhiggins@rfiend.org. So I'm going to jump back into the PowerPoint, and we are going to cover in the latest news. We've covered this probably once or twice, but we wanted to let you know, HumanWare partners and works with RFB&D, and RFB&D carry actually the Victor Reader Stream CD edition, and this, I wanted to let you know what the CD edition does. It allows you to transfer the CDs that come from RFB&D or any DAISY CDs, and you can directly transfer that to the stream without a computer. So this is really designed for someone that does not have computer access. It's going to take longer to transfer those files. That's just how it works because a CD is slower at transmitting information, but it's a great resource for those people that don't have computers, and it matches well with the stream, and then you're able to have everything placed onto the SD card of the Victor Reader Stream, and the units you purchase from RFB&D come with that particular set. And this is a great transition from using your CDs, for example, the wave, and then transferring that onto the stream. So with our stream, you will receive the rechargeable battery, so you get 14 hours of playback time. You get earbuds. There's a USB cable that if you wanted to connect to a computer, you have. You also have documents on a CD and a 2 gigabyte SD card that is included in that. And that is just to help you with that transferring files from RFBND. I wanted to let you know that you guys have a great opportunity to purchase actually these players right through RFBND at $349. And this is a year-long promotion, Stephanie was telling me, that's available until June 30th of 2011. So connect with them if you can. So I see that there was a question here, what vendors do you use to purchase the players? And you can go right to RFBND, and I think it's important for us to share that page. This is great for all new stream users as well that are members of RFBND. Stephanie, do you have any other comments to that?
No, just to echo that this was done in partnership with HumanWare as a way to help transition. We do realize that some schools, due to firewall restrictions, they're not permitted to download books right to the stream. So I thank HumanWare for offering up this opportunity to be able to have the latest and greatest technology and a simple way to transfer content.
Wonderful. And we know that there are Victor Reader streams in the market already, and there might be some people that this would benefit. So I wanted to let you know that if you wanted to purchase just the accessories, because you already have the Victor Reader stream, then you are able to purchase this online from humanware.com under the stream, Victor Reader stream CD accessories. And the cost for that is $129. And some of those benefits are, once again, that you can now transfer all of that CD information easily right to your stream. So just letting you know that that option is available. And you can become a friend of the Classmate Reader, and we're going to actually take you into their RFBND website. So both are HumanWare through the Classmate Reader page and Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic both have pages on social networking sites. And I have a question for you. I'm going to send you a poll so that you are able to answer this question for us. And let me just post it for you. I am wondering if the people attending, and you're going to receive a question, if you can answer this for us, it would be greatly appreciated. The question is, do you use social networking sites? And you can choose all that apply. The first one is Twitter, Facebook, and blogs, and then there's a group of the answer no. So that's going to help us understand who we're working with here. So I'll give you a couple minutes. Stephanie, while they're finishing that particular poll question, can you clarify if the software will be available for students using institutional memberships?
Yes, I can clarify. The software is available for free for individual members. There is an institutional model that is currently being developed that we'll have more answers on a little later after we launch the free software. But again, back to the individual members, this is a good way to take advantage of the free individual membership because that makes you eligible for the free software on either the PC and or the Mac platform. They'll get to choose which free copy they want to use, either PC version or a read here for Mac version.
Great, thanks. I also wanted to let you know that we have a site that you can go to called the mydreamclassroom.com, and it's a great place to visit and look at different books, Daisy books as well, and to have access to information about different players and how they work together. So what we're going to do now is go back and actually go into a membership. I know that when I sent the message out that we had lots of individuals that are Victor Stream users and Classmate Reader users, and we are able to go in and I wanted to show you where you can authorize players that are using, that can use RFB&D material for both of those. So Stephanie is just registering here, and we're sharing the screen. So I love how this technology works. So she's now gone into her account, and we are going to go over to the My Accounts page. And in here, this is where we find all the players that can be authorized. Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic carry a few players, and we'll show you where that is as well, Stephanie, so for people once we're done this, so that they know where they can go and make that contact for purchasing from you guys as well. So under the tab, under My Accounts, we can look under Selecting a Player, and you'll see numerous players. And I'm going to pass it over to Stephanie now.
Okay. So just to back up, how I got to this is I've already created my online account. So I logged into my online account. I clicked on the My Account tab, and there was a link there that said Authorize a DAISY Player UAK Authorization Key. So right here, you would click on this drop-down window, and you would either scroll up or down, and you would select your device. And as Brenda indicated, these are for devices that are not distributed through RFB&D, or if you brought your device or purchased your device from another manufacturer. You can come here and select the device, and I'm just going to click on the Humanware stream and click Continue. I'm not going to go through the entire process, but here you would enter your serial number for your stream, you'd click Continue, and then it would download a zip file, which is your user authorization key, and you would follow the instructions on the stream, on the screen, to authorize your device. Now, I just want to go back for a moment to let you know, you would only have to do this if you purchased your Victor Reader stream prior to May 15, 2010. Anyone who has purchased a device after May 15, 2010 directly from RFB&D, the player already comes enabled with the key to play RFB&D content. So the only thing you need to do is charge your device, download your books, and begin playing your RFB&D DAISY books on your device. So again, just for the stream and the pocket, we recently added those two to our product line. So if you purchase them before May 15th, you'd have to go through this process of obtaining a UAK. If you purchase them after, they're already pre-installed. Okay? Brenda, I'll turn it back over to you.
Great. That sounds wonderful. Now, if we wanted to go, Stephanie, and, say, purchase a device or find out what devices you carry, where can we go to find that?
Okay. I'm going to go here to our product catalog, which I clicked at the top. And I'm going to go to browse the line of DAISY players. So here it shows all of the hardware players that we distribute. And you would enter in the box, you'd enter in your quantity, and you'd scroll to the bottom of the screen, or you want to select something else, sorry. You'd enter the quantity, scroll to the bottom of the screen, and then you would add it to your shopping cart and begin your checkout process. And it would show the devices here. So if you selected something inaccurately, you can zero it out, choose the update quantity button, and it would go back. But it would take you right through the checkout process. And if you're home on the Okay, I'm logged in, so that's why I'm seeing it. If you're home, there is a link on the main screen. If you're not logged in, you can search for the device. Brenda, I'm just going to log out for a moment.
Yeah.
And then go home. Okay, well, it's still recognizing. Oh, you know what? I'm on your computer. I'm sorry. If you can go to RFBD, www.rfbd.org. Thank you. So I've taken control again. So back over here, if I click on, if I click on membership here, individuals and families, and I'm going to just scroll down. Oops. This tells you about the free membership here. This would be the place that you would register online. I'm just going to go back home and back over to player support. And this brings you back to the options. The same screen here from here. If you click there, it'll tell you about the player, and you can select right here to purchase the player. So these are tips and PowerPoints and various trainings on each individual player. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting I'm on your screen still.
Yeah, you are. So if, even if we went under the audio catalog, I think that that's where you can also purchase players and accessories. So
yep.
You just go right into the far left-hand corner, and it'll open up that page. So let me just open this up. And here you're able to look at all of the versions and that support. So great.
Yeah, you click the order.
Yep. And here is, it talks about your user authorization. So in here, you can see all the different devices that are supported by RFBND. And there's a few of these devices. RFBND carries some of those. We also have, because I've got questions regarding the classmate, and one of the questions is, I have a classmate reader and use Bookshare as well to download books. If I get the authorization code from RFBND Books, can I still download books from both Bookshare and RFBND? And that's a huge advantage of actually the Classmate Reader and the Victor Reader Stream, is that we are able to play both of those successfully, and both of those books are actually held in the same folder and work together. So you'll see the text on the screen, but not the human voice, because RFBND has a human voice. And so both of those do play, and the players play the three different formats of DAISY files. So you have the human voice audio files, the text files with the text-to-speech files, or those individuals that have both text and audio. And some books are being created like that as well.
Mm-hmm. And Brenda, I just wanted to note one point. This is the screen that if you have a playback device and you want to see if RFBND provides a free user authorization key for it, you can come here and see all the list of players without being logged into your online account. So if you ever have a question about there's a new device you want to purchase, this list will be maintained and updated with all of the RFBND supported products. If you don't see your product listed here, you can always contact RFBND for further verification.
Great, great. Another question that we have is, as an assistive technology specialist in my school district, it is my job to train student staff in many tech devices. Can I get a membership of some sort to learn how to download these books so I can pass on the information? And I'll let Stephanie feed that, but I'm just going to give you information before that. We also have training tutorials that walk you right through how to download material and authorize your player for the UAK for RFBND. Those are posted on the HumanWare Classmate page in the tutorials. I'm going to repost this in our product presentations tab and share that information of those tutorials so you can know exactly where you can go down to understand how to download a book and do your player authorization. But Stephanie, do you provide accounts for teachers to learn that information?
That is a fantastic question. It's one I get often. I can work with someone on possibly setting up a temporary account, but customarily, we do require certification of a user to become a member and download books. But as Brenda mentioned, there is training and support materials out there. The new training and support site that we just reviewed from RFBND does give a fantastic overview of online trainings and user documentation for all of the players. But if you can send me an email, and we can work together to see how we can best at least expose you to the processes of downloading books and helping your students.
Another question to the kind of prior to this is regarding membership. So I'm going to just go into how do I become an authorized user for RFBND, and you would be a person that's designated with a with a print disability. And if you go into the membership tabs, there is a downloadable version of this that you can fill in. You need to have documentation that and professionals that say that you have a print disability. Stephanie, anything to add on that?
No, Brenda, you're absolutely right. Okay. The one thing I will say is you can register online for immediate access, and once you complete the registration, if you are an existing NLS member or a Bookshare member, we do cross-certification between those organizations. So once you register online, you will have instant access, and you'll be able to obtain 3 books until we receive the hard copy of your certification. If you have selected that you're a Bookshare or NLS member, we'll handle that back-end process verification for you and then advise you when your membership has been certified.
Great. Another question here, and we've kind of jumped into the question and answer section all along here as we go through. Will the read here by GH version 3 allow members to see the text and hear it is at the same time? Just wanted to clarify.
Okay. So the free version that RFBND will offer to individual members, it's still our audio plus book, so it's still audio only. But the reason we've partnered with GH is because we are moving in that direction to provide text and audio, so we wanted to already have the technologies available for when we move to that format. I don't have a target date on when that will happen. That is a key initiative of the organization. So you will not see the text to answer your question. Right now, our next generation of books that we'll be delivering, you will have that capability with that software.
Okay, great. So we have a question. If someone is not in the school system, and I think that's the question, how much would you need to pay for an RFBND membership? And I know that we have free individual memberships at this time, but does that include people outside of the academic?
As long as you have a certified print and a learning disability, as long as you meet our certification requirements, you are eligible for a free individual membership. It's not to say that you have to be in grades K through 12 or post-secondary. You can be an adult learner as long as you meet our certification requirements. You would qualify for the free membership.
That's wonderful. So it's not dependent on if you're in school or not.
That's correct.
That's just great. And that's just excellent news. And Stephanie, do you know how long that free membership is in for? I know that we talked about this last year. Is there any?
There is not an expiration date on it at this time. It is funded by the federal government, so as long as they continue to fund it, we'll continue to offer it. I do know we have funding. I believe it's through the end of 2011, but that's not to say that anyone who joins, you know, during that time will be cut off. The best I can say, as long as it's continued to be funded, we'll continue to offer.
Great. And do you have to renew your membership yearly?
Yes. You are required, even under the free model, to complete the renewal process. And the renewal is free as well. And again, it's still funded by the same source, by private donors and the special grant from the Department of Ed's Office of Special Education. So when you get that renewal notice, you want to renew the services, because what will happen if you don't, there's like an interim process. Your account will go on hold. When you go online, there will be a gentle reminder telling you to renew your RFBND membership. So it is free. It takes a few minutes just to click through the screens and complete the portion of the renewal process.
Great. Thanks, Stephanie. Another great question is from Beth, and her question is, what about school memberships and authorized user? Who would be the person for the school district? And maybe they're looking at how to direct that. I'm going to pass that to you, Stephanie. I also was wondering if this is who is the person that fills in the form for membership, and I'll show you the certification form. I'm assuming in the certification it tells you who can certify.
The certifier.
and that we have a list of people who can certify. So I've just taken us to the website and to look at who is the certifying bodies. And one of my other questions is, I want to clarify that Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic service individuals within the United States and do not service outside of those parameters. That is my understanding. And Stephanie, I'll pass it over to you for that final approval on that.
And again, correct. Due to copyright restrictions that we are working on, we are unable to distribute our digital content outside of the United States. So any RFBND member must have a valid U.S. mailing address to receive RFBND content.
Great. We have a question on what is the UAK, so if you can explain what the user authorization key is, that would be great.
Fantastic. The UAK is the user authorization key. That's the acronym for it. And RFBND content is encrypted. It will not play on commercial playback devices. So if you get an RFBND CD, you would not be able to enter that, into your car CD player or any commercial device. Due again to copyright law, we are covered under the Chafee Amendment that we are only distributing our content to someone with a certified print and or learning disability. So the user authorization key is a key that unlocks the content and enables the encrypted files to be played on the devices that we authorize. So as I mentioned, if you purchase the player from another dealer or another source, and you want it to be, you want it to play RFBND content, you're an RFBND member, you'd have to come to us to get that user authorization key, and we would verify that against your membership with that online process. There is no charge for the user authorization key. Individual members can authorize up to 5 devices. We do realize that some users have a variety of assistive playback devices or technologies within their arsenal, and institutions can authorize up to 20 devices per account.
Okay, so and that doesn't depend on their book packs. They've got 10. If they've got 10 books,
no.
They can...
No, that's separate. Once you authorize the device, you authorize it once, and what it does is it finds a unique identifier. So to give you an example, for the stream to be authorized, we would pull the serial number. That's why we ask for the serial number, mm-hmm. because that's a unique identifier. So every hardware device has a unique identifier, which is the serial number that we link to the member's account. With the software, we have registration numbers, which we link to the member's account. So that's our tracking mechanism as to what devices are authorized to play RFBND content.
Okay. Thanks for that clarification for myself. That's great. Let me just see what else we have here. We've covered a lot today. We've been all over the place.
Well, if I can ask a quick question, and Brenda, maybe if they can send you a response in the chat mm-hmm. book, do we have a number of Mac users on the session that are awaiting the free Mac software?
And we're getting some responses.
Okay. If they can definitely... send me an email to steph@rfbd.org. I want to make sure that, their names are added to the first to know, announcements that will go out. We also want to gauge, our Mac usage. That this has been a demand in the marketplace, and we want to make sure we're taking care of those members as well as our PC members.
So one of the other questions, and that's great, I've got the list of people that have that, so we'll be able to connect that with you, Stephanie. Is there a limit on how many books one person can download with a membership?
The individual membership, it links to 35 books per individual users, but you can always request a free add-on package if you think you're going to exceed the 35 limit book count. So technically, you can say it's almost unlimited for individual users.
Great. Another one is, will RFP&D work with the new solo and write out loud programs?
Great questions. We do have an evaluation process. I have heard of Solo and I think Blio. There's another version of the BookSense Reader. You can definitely send me an email if there are some products out there that members are using. We do attend a number of assistive technology conferences just to see what's new and what members might be using. That particular name I've heard of, but I have not been sent a request for evaluation at this time.
Great. Thanks, Stephanie, for that. So another, there's three questions here, and they're all the same. So how can I get an unlimited RFP&D membership is really what they're asking. So what I'm going to just reiterate what Stephanie said. With the individual membership, you are able to access 35 books, typically through the year. But if you go through those 35 books, you then just need to send Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic an email and request to have further number of books. It's a credit.
Right. It's called an add-on package.
Mm-hmm.
So you can contact customer service, member services, and request an add-on package to your account.
Right. And so that doesn't cost anything, but once you've done that, they want to make sure that you are using this for personal use. And that's why they limit it at 35 books. I think that that's the rationale. So that one individual, those books need to be going for that individual member.
Correct.
Great. Stephanie, just a quick question regarding RFP&D and with the school institutions, does that institution give you access to any different books that you would have with the individual membership?
RFP&D does not restrict access to the books. The school is the one who facilitates the book ordering process. So we don't restrict access. Once you're a member, you have access to the entire RFP&D library. But I'm not sure how each school handles the accounts, if they allow students to go in and order books on their own, or if they have a designated assistive technology person or librarian who does all the book ordering. But we don't impose any restrictions on access to the content of our library.
So I'm understanding from this is that if you have a textbook that your school is using, you can have access to that file directly through your individual membership.
Yes.
Wonderful.
You would have access to the same more than 60,000 titles in the RFP&D library, and we're adding between 6,000 and 7,000 titles per year, and we're working with the top K-12, you know, publishers, post-secondary publishers, to make sure that the books we have in our library are the ones that are being used in course curriculums. And there is one piece of news I omitted that I do want to share, even when I was asking regarding the Mac usage. We know that there are a lot of commercial devices out there, the iPod and iPad being the most widely known and widely used in the commercial marketplace. So I just want to let everyone know that we've received those requests, we've adhered to those requests, and we're looking to honor those requests to have an accessible application play on the iPod and iPad, hopefully by the end of this calendar year. We have partnered and engaged with a vendor to develop an application that runs on that platform. So again, make sure you're signed up for the RFP&D newsletter. Make sure you visit our webpage where you can, you know, gain the latest access to this information as it comes out. So again, that is in the works right now. And we hope to have that deployed by the end of 2010 to our members who have been asking for it.
So one of the other questions I have, you're in the process of creating applications for the iPad and iPod?
Correct.
Okay. Great. So any other further questions? I have a few questions that I will answer via email and let you know the answer to those or pass those on to Stephanie, but I think that we've taken our time. I usually like to run these no longer than an hour to be respectful of all your time. So I want to thank everyone for attending, and thanks, Stephanie, for all the great information, getting us up to date, and I look forward to our next presentation, probably in the new year, and we'll see what other great things we're able to share with you. If you have ideas or information on what you would like to have covered, then we will do that. Please send your email address in request to brenda.mcbride@humanware.com, or you can also reach me at 888-723-7273, extension 320. So that's brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. So thanks, Stephanie, for all of your great information. You can go to the website and find Stephanie's picture online at steph@rfbnd.org. I believe I have that right. So thanks so much, everyone, for joining us, and we look forward to hearing from you. We will be around here for a few minutes, so if you have any further questions, please raise your hand, and we can open the mic for conversation as well.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda, and thanks for bearing with me through the technical difficulties of managing the microphone.
No problem. I think we're still going to get to a better mic one of these days, and we thank you for your time and insight and sharing this great information, and we feel honored to we enjoy our partnership with you guys, and we'll continue working together. So thanks. Okay, I have a question, Stephanie, from Jill. So, Jill, you are live.
You are live. Okay. I am a teacher for the visually impaired. I do use RFBND. Just bought my first Victor Stream, working with a kid with it, and is really excited about the potential there. NLS has talked about, and I have not kept up with, their progress on a digital or a DAISY reader. Our state has recording for the blind through NLS, or books on tape through NLS. Is that Intel reader what they will be using for their DAISY book, or how compatible is NLS with the Stream?
Great question. Actually, the Victor Reader Stream has an ability to, there's a little cartridge that can go in the back, and you can place the cartridge right from NLS into, it works with the Stream. So the Intel Reader, I don't believe so. The Intel Reader is a device that also captures information, and it kind of captures on the fly as well, and it reads DAISY books.
Okay, and do you know if the NLS charge for that add-on to the Stream, or can I get it through? That particular student used to get books on tape for home use through NLS, and she hasn't for a number of years. Do you know if that's just something you can go through and request from NLS, or?
You need to ask NLS about their player options. They would have to purchase the Victor Reader Stream, and you can go on our website to take a look at that as well. So I will send you an email, or send me an email, and I will send you the link regarding the NLS cartridge.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Great. I'm going to, do you have any other questions, Jill?
No, I don't. I appreciate your presentation very much. Thank you.
Great. Is RFBND available for Canadians? And it's this is only available for individuals from the U.S., and Stephanie, I'll have you give your answer regarding that.
Yes, unfortunately, due to copyright restrictions, we are unable to distribute digital content outside of the U.S. So any RFBND member institution or individual must have a U.S. mailing address to receive RFBND content.
Thanks, Stephanie.